Shalom, shalom, holy chevra, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our continuing staff learning of the Sefer B'nai Machshava Tova. In our last episodes, we were exploring the guidelines upon which this chabura should stand. We began by enumerating the goals of this chabura, and then we moved on to explaining which type of person should this chabura include. We are now going to dive into the main body of the Sefer that's going to outline the hows, whys, and whats of this chabura that we're forming. We begin on page 11. Os Aleph. Hapasik miyaser sisro vaymer, v'tishkach kel mechol lecho. The Rebbe brings this pasuk from Parshas Ha'azinu, where we experience a serious rebuking of the Jewish people. This pasuk itself means that you forgot the God that created you, that formed you, that birthed you. V'zeu ikar hasiba shemarecheches as adam min alikav. And this, says the Piazetzner Rebbe, is the main cause for distancing oneself from Hashem. This idea is so powerful in and of itself, to always be aware, appreciative, have our mind open to where it is that we came from. The Rebbe doesn't spell this out explicitly, but perhaps this is part of the reason why the Ramah in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch brings the pasuk from David HaMelech, from King David, as halacha shevisi Hashem lanegdi samid, that I will place Hashem across from me always, because there's a real recognition when there's someone in the room, our actions are a certain way. When no one's in the room, sometimes our actions are a little bit different. Our goal, of course, is to be a real, authentic Eved Hashem that is consistent through and through. However, we all know that if our parent, a good friend, a grandparent, a rabbi is in the room, our actions might be on check a little bit more. And when we can make that real with Hashem, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sameh, that Hashem is there, so then our actions are bound to change. Meaning the converse of this line that the Rebbe's teaching is that if we can constantly remember the God that created us, that Hashem is there, then that definitionally will increase our connection to Hashem. There are so many practical applications to this idea alone. I know that our goal is to eventually finish this Sefer, but we could dive into this one line for many, many hours and days. To frame the entire experience of learning this Sefer, which does dive into how do we reverse that, start to think about our surroundings. What type of reminders do we have that Hashem is here and Hashem created us in our everyday experience? As we're going to see throughout the Sefer, this extends to every aspect of life. The art that is in our home, the types of streets that we drive past, the clothing that we wear, in every aspect, there's a recognition of Hashem or a forgetfulness of Hashem. And depending on our level of remembrance, we are either coming closer or further from the Almighty. Ubitfilasenu shel Rabbi Elimelech Zatzal, and found in the prayer of the Holy Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhensk, Tehei machshavosenu zaka tzelula uvrura v'chazaka. Hashem, may our minds be pure, clear, and strong. When there is clarity, there is a recognition of Hashem. V'chol ish yodeh shabayim haya roe be'enav mamish echu omed lifnei Hashem. And any person that realizes and really sees in a real way how he stands before Hashem, lo haya lo shum yetzer hara, he would not have any issues with the yetzer hara. If we really knew that Hashem is there in the room with us, those decisions would be much easier. For those of us learning now that merit to work with high school students, you know when you were in the room, your students will act a certain way. When their parent is in the room, their students may act another way. When their principal is in the room, or their friend, they will act different ways. The clearer it is that something else is in the room, the easier it is to make the right decision. And adarab, es kol nafsho v'chol nishmaso haya moitzi b'diburim kadoshim lifnei Hashem ad shiz batel kulo v'yizkalo l'yedehem boyizbarach. But rather, instead, he would totally give over the entirety of his soul, and he would pour out in words the holiness before God until he completely nullified himself to Hashem himself. One would become completely consumed with holiness. Velozu afzu, shibisha shirak daito umachshavtoi chazaka b'ashem, gamkin margish kol echad ba'atzmo bitol yetzer hara. And not only this, but a person feels how his evil inclination would totally stop to exist if he can simply focus his mind. That a strong thought of remembrance is the tool to overcome our challenges. And all of the bubbling poison, this is very poetic language, that is felt within the body will be totally nullified to Hashem. Obviously, he's not speaking about physical poison, but rather that Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, that bubbles in your body, that tries to convince you to do the wrong thing, but it feels so right, becomes totally nullified with a strong thought. That every Jew feels on Yom Kippur, specifically during Kol Nidre, or perhaps during Ne'ilah, a bittul of all of their desires. The world is busy, life is challenging, we have our ups and our downs and our things that it is that we have to take care of. And then when we walk into shul and we hear that Kol Nidre, all of a sudden it can shift our mind. And we're not worried about things anymore. In many cases, that time is the total nullification, or perhaps Ne'ilah on the flip side, the ending of Yom Kippur, is when we are able to really tap in. Every person has their time. Maybe it's that kumzitz at the Shabbaton. Maybe it's the particular campfire with that staff member at camp. Wherever it is, we all have that one experience or a few experiences, maybe the first morning shaking the lulav, where there's a real excitement and I'm not worried about anything else. Because my mind is strong, my thoughts are clear and focused with Hashem. Kol ikar chisaron shel nefila sa'adam, who, that the main lack of a spiritual fall of people is this pasuk, v'tishkach kel mechol alecha, that you, the Jewish people, forgot the God who birthed you, who created you. This spiritual fall is because our minds are not clear and strong always, just the same way that they are on Yom Kippur or other times when we are super inspired. V'afilu im yirtza ish t'chazek v'lahagbir es daito u'machshavtoi. And even if a person wanted to strengthen his mind and clarify his thoughts, lo yuchal lahasmit kach b'machshavtoi zman yose aruch, he would not be able to do it for an extended period of time in a real way. V'kevan shekein. So because of that, kol avad v'seinu tzricha liyos eich lechazek es machshav v'seinu leharchiva lechazaka leshachlala lekashra l'Hashem yizbarach. Our work, meaning the avoda, the primary focus of our chabura, must be to explore how to strengthen our thoughts and to widen our understanding and broaden our connection to Hashem with this particular focus. It shouldn't only be when you hear that shofar blow, then that's when you're inspired and that's when you know there's a Hashem. Yom Kippurim v'kadayma, or Yom Kippur during Ne'ilar, Hashem hu Elokim. It shouldn't only be then. Rakam tamid tiyeh bara, but rather it should always be clear. Chazaka v'kshur v'kedusha. It should always be clear and strong and connected with holiness. In the future installments, we're going to continue to dive in to this idea. How do we as a chabura come together to wipe away that admonition from Parshas Hazinu, v'tishkach kel mechol aleka? And please, God, we can flip that to have a constant, clear, strong recognition of the God who made us. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.